hope to many around the globe, transforming lives into legacies. Live in Word with Pastor Mensah Otterville. And now, today's word.
I'm going to speak to us. We're centering our message on Christ. We've spoken about Christ, the bread of life, Christ, the light of the world. And today we talk about Christ, our life giver. Christ, our life giver. And my main text is going to be from John chapter 10, verse number 10. This is Jesus speaking, and he says, "The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly." Jesus made this statement when he was comparing his mission with that of other false messiahs, because there were many others who had come before Jesus who claimed to be Messiah. Even in his time, there were people who still claimed to be Messiah, and Jesus called them false shepherds, and he likens their work to the work of a thief. And Jesus says that their work as thieves is to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But he, Christ, as the good shepherd, has come that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Now, many times this verse is used to characterize the thief directly as Satan. But in the context of this passage, Jesus was not directly speaking about Satan. Indirectly, yes, but not directly. Directly, the thieves he's talking about here are false shepherds or false messiahs. But there is a logic to it, and the logic is that the false shepherd is like a thief, and the false shepherd is a messenger of Satan. And Satan's work, therefore, is like a thief. So basically, that's the logic. But directly, Jesus is talking about people who bring false messages to us. And then Jesus talks about his mission, and he says, I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. I'm going to ask four questions and answer those four questions based on the passage that we just read. So the first question where I ask and which I would attempt to answer is, what is abundant life? What is abundant life? Jesus says, I've come that they may have life and have life in abundance. There is something called life more abundant, or abundant life. In other places in scripture, it is also called everlasting life. And sometimes it is also called eternal life. Eternal life, abundant life, everlasting life are all talking about the same kind of life. It is not a quantitative life. It is a qualitative life. So when Jesus talks about eternal life, is not just talking about living for a very long time. That's not what eternal life is, but it is having a good quality life. So there are four things that characterize abundant life or eternal life. First, abundant life is life that is in Christ. It is life that is in Christ. It starts with salvation in Christ. And when we talk about abundant life as life that is in Christ, it is like a well of water that you can draw water out of. Having a well that you can draw water out of. Life that is in Christ is abundant life. Secondly, abundant life is life that is full. Life that is full. And when we say a life is full, it means it is purposeful. It is not empty. It is possible to have life and have an empty life. And there are people who are living an empty life. There's nothing in their life. Nothing gives them satisfaction. Their life does not fulfill any great purpose. It is not full. But abundant life is life that is in Christ and life that is full. When we liken it to water, it is like a spring of water that bubbles to the top. Salvation is like a well of water. The full life is like a spring of water that bubbles to the top. Thirdly, abundant life is life that is overflowing. Life that is overflowing. It is in Christ. It is full. It is overflowing. It abounds in God's grace. It is a life that cannot be capped. It cannot be stopped. It flows and it touches people's lives. And when we look at it in the sense of water, it is like a river overflowing its banks. So it is like a well, it is like a spring, it is like a river that is overflowing its banks. When Jesus says, I've come that you may have life and have it more abundantly, it means your life will overflow. Your life will touch people. If your life never touches people and people are not blessed by the life in you, then there is no overflow. But God gives us not just a full life, but an overflow life so that somebody else can say that because of you, my life is enriched. Because of you, I am blessed. That is the life Jesus came to give to us. And finally, abundant life is life that never ends. Is life that never ends. It is connected to Christ, and so it never comes to an end. And in that sense, it is like an ocean. An ocean has no beginning and no end. It just keeps flowing. So abundant life is life that is in Christ. It's like a well. It's life that is full. It is like a spring. It is life that is overflowing. It is like a river. And it is life that never ends. It is like an ocean. Jesus says, the thief, when he comes, will take away from you. But when I come to you, this is what I add to you. I give you life in me, life that is full, that life that is overflowing, and life that never ends. May God cause our lives to overflow and touch people's lives and be a blessing unto many people. I have come that you may have life. So that is the life that Jesus wants us to have. Second question. Where is this life found? Jesus says, I've come that you may have life and have more abundant. Where is it? Where is the abundant life? Where do we go looking for it? Should we go to outer space for it? Should we go to a high mountain for it? Should we travel to some place for it? Where is this life found? John chapter 5 verse 26. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son to have life in himself. Where is this abundant life found? Well, the passage tells us it is found in the Father. Because the Father has life in himself. God the Father. God the Father does not owe his life to anyone. Neither did he receive his life from another. He is life itself. He is the origin of life. As the Father has life in himself. So if we're going to find an abundant life, it is with the Father. But that is a problem, because if it is a father, it's with the Father God, and he's in heaven, how does it get to us? Because it is life that must get to us. But the passage says it's with the Father, so it must get to us. There's a second place that abundant life is found. It is in Christ. So he says, as the Father has life in himself, so has he granted the Son to have life in himself. Also, Christ is given life in himself. The Father has life, and the Son has life. Now, when you read this statement, it can be a little troubling. Because if Jesus is God, why does the Father have to grant him life? Because he must have life. Well, the reason is very simple. When Jesus was coming to earth, he shed all his glory as God down, and he became man. But when he became man, he had to be given the life of the Father. And it wasn't given to him for him to have. It was given to him for him to give. Because he's the one who is going to give us the life of God. And God put that life in the man Jesus. The man Jesus carried the life of God so that the man Jesus can give the life of God to all men. God became all men so that all men can become like God. And in Christ is the meeting place between God and man. The life that was granted to the Son was not for the Son to keep. It was life for him to share with us. The Father has life in himself. The Son has life in himself. John chapter 1 verse 3 and 4 says, all things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. So when human beings want to receive light and development and a better life, they find it in Christ. Christ has the eternal life. He has the abundant life. So now we know what abundant life is. We know where it is. But the fact that you know where something is doesn't mean you will get it. We can all know where the money is, but it doesn't mean you will get it. We all know that, that's probably not true, that when you go to the vault of the Bank of Ghana, there is a lot of money there. That's where printed money for Ghana is kept. But the fact that you know where it is doesn't mean you have it. So we know what abundant life is. We know who has it, but it doesn't mean we have it. We just know where to find it and how we're going to find it. So my next question tries to address that. How do we get eternal life or abundant life? We know what it is. We know where it is. How do we get it? 1 John, not John's gospel, but 1 John, chapter 5, verse 11 and 12. 1 John, chapter 5, verse 11 and 12. And this is what it says. This is the testimony that God has given us eternal life. And this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son does not have life. So, we know what abundant life is. It is life in Christ. It is a full life. It is an overflowing life. It is a life that never ends. We know where it is. It is with the Father and it is with the Son. Now, how do we get it? So, 1 John chapter 5 is telling us how we get it. So, there are three important statements in 1 John chapter 5 that I want you to take note. First, it says that God has given us eternal life. God has given us. In other words, God has made eternal life available to us. He has not hidden it from us. He has not denied us eternal life. He has offered it to us. So, if God has given us this life, this abundant life, this eternal life, this overflowing life, this good life, where is it if he has given it to us? Well, the second statement says, and this life is in his Son. So eternal life or abundant life is in Christ. It is in Christ. It is not in a man or woman of God. It is not in our good works. It is not in our church. It is not in Jerusalem. It is not in prayer. It is not in fasting. It is not in tithes and offerings. So when you want eternal life or abundant life, you don't get it because you are tithing and you are giving the offering, as good as it is. That's not where to find eternal life. It is not in your church. It's good to come to church. I'm happy to see all of you in church and all of you joining us online. But it is not in going to church. It is not in a man of God. I'm preaching you to you the gospel, but eternal life is not in me. You know, one of the difficulties that sometimes I'm beginning to see a lot of people have is somehow they have shifted faith in God to faith in men. And it's a very dangerous trend in Christianity where Christ is removed and man is believed. But eternal life is not in your good works. We're going to do some good works. We're going to give to the Children's Cancer Unit. But you don't find eternal life because you gave to poor orphans. You don't find eternal life because you paid your tithes. You don't find eternal life because you went to church. You don't find eternal life because you were a good person. You don't find eternal life because you pray a lot. You don't find eternal life because you fasted a lot. You don't find eternal life because you traveled to Jerusalem or read the Bible a lot. The scripture is clear. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. That's where it is. So, third statement that the passage gives us. In consequence of the fact that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son, the third statement, logic, he who has the Son has life. When we have Christ, we have eternal life. To have eternal life, we must have Christ. Why? Because eternal life is in Christ. That is the logic of where we get eternal life from. The life of Christ. The abundant life is in Christ. Now let me use a very crude analogy, but it may help us to get it. Oranges and other citrus fruits have vitamin C. At least that's what we are told. That oranges and other citrus fruits like tangerines and lemons and unfortunately lime and grapefruit and such citrus fruits have vitamin C. I don't know how vitamin C looks like. How many of you have seen vitamin C? Have you seen vitamin C? Have you ever looked at something that said, hey, I'm vitamin C? No. We haven't seen vitamin C. But we believe vitamin C is in orange juice. Though we haven't seen vitamin C. So if I want vitamin C, I don't admire an orange. Although it has vitamin C, it will not give me vitamin C because I looked at the orange and said, oh, how beautiful the orange is. I love oranges. I will get no vitamin C. I don't get vitamin C by putting an orange in my fridge. I don't get vitamin C by cutting an orange into four quarters, as my mother used to do. I don't get vitamin C by smelling the orange. I get vitamin C by taking in the orange. So you can say, God has given us vitamin C. And this vitamin C is in an orange. He that takes in an orange has vitamin C, although he has never seen vitamin C before. Does that make sense to you? So God has given us eternal life. Have I seen eternal life before? No. Do I know how eternal life looks like? No. Can I identify eternal life and say, that's eternal life? No. But God has pumped his son with eternal life. And when I want eternal life, I don't ask eternal life to come to me. I only go and partake of the thing that contains eternal life, and his name is Jesus. He that has the Son has life.
Thank you for listening to Living Word. To interact with Pastor Mensah Otterbeil, like his page on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter at Mensah Otterbeil. Email otterbeil@centralgospel.com or call +233 302 688 000.